This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Martha Burns, a noted neuroscientist, author, and leading expert on how children learn. Dr. Burns, certainly a privilege to have you with us on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Well, the delight is ours, certainly. So tell us, how does autism affect language skills?
Well, language and communication skills are one of the three hallmarks of autism spectrum disorder. So one of the things we always look for is repetitive behaviors. A second is often children on the spectrum have issues with social skills. But the third and characteristic and most common that's always present in children on the autism spectrum is problems with language and communication.
What are some of the common ways to strengthen a child's language skills?
Well, there's wonderful research that was just done at Temple University showing that the best way to strengthen any child's language skills is to talk with your child, talk about everything that the child is looking at, talk about everything that the child seems to be interested in. Sometimes a speech language pathologist will say bombard your child with language, but ideally you'd like the child to respond back to you as well. So you'd like the child to be able to make a comment after you say something, like you might say, I'm often in the airport and I see parents with their children looking at airplanes and say, wow, look at the airplane. Isn't that beautiful, big airplane? And the child might go something like, APO. They go, yes, airplane. It's a jet plane. Jay, yes, it's a jet plane. Look at the people getting on the jet plane. And by elaborating that way and building on the child's comment, the child gets the idea that language is exciting and creates information, but also creates a relationship with the person that you're talking with. You know, sometimes children on the autism spectrum don't have very much language, so even if they nod at the parent or even if they signal by looking at the airplane intently, the parent should feel free to go on and talk about what the child's looking at and seems to be interested in.
What is BrainPro Autism?
So BrainPro Autism is it's a fast-forward series of products. Fast-forward is neuroscience-derived learning interventions for language, for auditory processing skills, for memory skills. I often say that fast-forward is a child's window to language because often children on the autism spectrum love computers and they enjoy doing technology kinds of programs, and fast forward just embeds language and speech perception activities and communication activities designed by neuroscientists to drive some of the long fiber tracts of the brain, which we're now starting to see are sometimes not as mature in children on the autism spectrum. And so BrainPro Autism is the ability to use those fast-forward products, but through a carefully selected autism expert who will act as a guide for the parent, work with the parent's team at school or whatever team the parent has in place for their child, and guide the child through the use of the fast-forward powered interventions.
Today we are with Dr. Martha Burns, a noted neuroscientist, author, and leading expert on how children learn, here on eHealth Radio's Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Burns, how does BrainPro Autism work?
Well, what BrainPro Autism does is that it actually enables a child to sit down with the computer and go through a fast-forward set of exercises that are either language or reading exercises specifically designed to build receptive language skills like grammar skills, build understanding of different kinds of comparative vocabulary and other kind of school-based vocabulary and build pre-reading skills. But with BrainPro Autism, the parent has a guide, an expert that's been carefully selected, who's had years of experience working with children with the autism spectrum disorders, and that guide will help the parent and the child's autism team to coordinate the fast-forward program with the activities that the child is doing at school or elsewhere.
And where can parents find out more about Fast Forward?
Well, there's a website they can go to, www.brainsparklearning.com, and that will help them, guide them through the BrainPro Autism program, if that's what they're interested in, but also explain other aspects of the Fast Forward programs to them.
Excellent. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or final tip for the listeners on today's topic?
Well, we want all the parents to know that there is a Fast Forward scholarship being offered for at-home use right now. If parents go to that website, www.brainsparklearning.com, they will be taken right away. The window will open up and it will say Fast Forward Scholarship at Home, sign up now, and the parents can then apply for that scholarship and have access to the Fast Forward program for their child for 4 months at no charge.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Well, it certainly has been great to have connected with you, Dr. Burns, and thank you so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Dr. Martha Burns, a noted neuroscientist, author, and leading expert on how children learn. And once again, the website of reference is brainsparklearning.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Autistic Syndrome Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.